Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You heard him. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock tonight with our draft coverage. TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest rolls on here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex here on Airline Drive in Metairie. Guys, we got the Seattle Seahawks now on the clock at pick number 16. Things seem to be, I guess, slowing down a little bit. It was a little fast and furious there for a minute.
It's still going to be fast and furious. I mean, you've just
unless
got a lot
there's
of
a trade.
Yeah, unless there's a trade. I mean, you've just got a lot of options. Probably particularly with the defensive guys, but, I mean, from an offensive standpoint, you've only had one tight end taken. You've had a number of tackles taken. Your six quarterbacks, what, three receivers. So you expect defensive players to go on a run now at this point. So, I mean, players are going to be available in this first.
Defensive guys, because we haven't brought up Dallas Turner, Byron Murphy the second from Texas. Jared Verse.
Well, you've had no defensive ends.
Nope.
Latu. Latu is your first defensive end. No defensive tackles. No safeties. No cornerbacks.
Right.
I mean, and so there's still some good players to be had in this draft.
We'll be getting to Lisi Fuaga on WWL Saints Radio very soon, folks. Anxious to hear from the Saints' 14th overall pick in this draft out of Oregon State. Big man, anxious to see him in action, obviously, too, guys, when we start to, you know, get back in the Saints facility for all the OTAs, mini camp, training camp. Actually, will be out in West Coast this year.
And the thing about it is, because people are going to say, well, doesn't he have similar size to Trevor Penning? My thing with that is, look the experience he's had going up against guys that can come off the edge. Okay, Trevor Penning might have saw that once or twice in an entire season.
Yeah.
Man, last year, Pac-12 football, it was very entertaining to watch. And they put up some unreal numbers there. And they protected their quarterback, okay? And they were having people coming off the edge rushing constantly. And he comes from a program that preaches toughness. Man, when you watch Oregon State, you win for a fist fight if you got in that, you know, on that field with them. And that's the big difference, that he's a much more technically sound pass protector than Trevor Penning was coming out of Northern Iowa.
So, and, you know, 2021, he only played 55 snaps, 2022, 810, and then 2023, 699, did not allow a sack.
Nope.
In 3 years, only allowed five quarterback hits 3 years, and only two happened in 2023. They called him the bulldozer. I was listening to one guy
talking about it.
He said he loves to pancake a guy. In fact, he got a penalty for jumping on him after he pancaked him.
Yeah.
I was like, he's got a bit of a mean streak.
As I told Steve, he plays to the echo of a whistle, which means beyond. And the Seahawks now have just made the second defensive player selected, Byron Murphy, the second from Texas. And now
Jacksonville trade.
Jacksonville is traded with the Vikings, so the Vikings are back up on the board here.
And the pick is actually in.
And the pick is fast.
Yeah, the Vikings
with the
knew who they wanted, so they get their quarterback, and now they trade with Jacksonville. How long is Danielle Hunter's deal?
He's with the Texans now.
So is it a defensive end?
It'd certainly be a hole there. Ain't nobody in the zip code of Danielle Hunter. That's all I know. Because, man, are the Texans loaded up?
Texans, I didn't know he went to the Texans.
Yeah, he signed with Houston. Yeah, so.
He's
a Texas guy. He went to LSU, but he grew up in the Texas area.
I was going
to
say, speaking of Texas, just looking at a guy like Byron Murphy with going to Seattle.
Yeah, big dude,
right.
Height-wise.
Yeah.
But watch him play and watch how much traffic came around him because they knew they had to contain him. And he is a great technician, but it's his speed and his initial surge off the snap to bring penetration. That's why he was fighting double team. And again, I'm not trying to lay on Sweat, but Sweat was making a lot of plays. He was beating one guy. Murphy had the double team.
Guys, we're going to take a break and get back to our WWL newsroom, our Train South. .com. WWL Draft Fast coverage will roll on from Las Cruces, Tex-Mex right after this here on WWL Saints Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL draft coverage. Steve Geller, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and Mike Dettillier. Wall-to-wall coverage of the Saints and the NFL draft all at Las Cruces, Tex-Mex. Here till 11 o'clock at night, and the first round keeps rolling on, gentlemen. Obviously, the defensive players started to get a run after Latu coming off the board to the Colts. It was Byron Murphy going to the Seattle Seahawks, followed by the Vikings trading up to select Dallas Turner, defensive end from Alabama.
Yeah, Deuce and I were talking about that. You know, without Danielle Hunter, man, come on, say next man up. What? There ain't no next man close to Danielle Hunter.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, even if Danielle Hunter, I didn't know his contract situation in Minnesota, but if he's not there, then definitely pick him. And even if he was there, you probably still pick him,
yeah.
You know, from him taking over in that spot. And so he's a heck of a player for them to move up with. I think it was Jacksonville
is
where they moved up. You have to feel good if you're the Minnesota Vikings of what you did. You were able to get your quarterback, gave up a fourth and a fifth rounder to do so there, and now you get your pass rusher at defensive end. Here's something that doesn't have anything to do with the draft. A.J. Brown and Detroit's receiver.
Yeah, Amon-Ra Saint Brown.
Yeah,
both got paid. But no,
it's good to be a wide receiver
nowadays. But they're in that $32 million range. Ja'Marr Chase is
still hasn't got
Justin.
Paid.
Justin Jefferson.
Still on.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Those three right there, the number for Justin Jefferson before this year started was around 31, 32. That number is probably now at 35. Just think about that.
Okay, Deuce, think of this. A.J. got traded on draft day a couple years back, and he got paid same day.
Yep.
He'd wish draft day would happen every other year.
Every other year, because this is his third one.
Exactly.
This is his third bite at the apple as far as a contract is concerned. But they knew that they probably wanted to go ahead and get that done when you start looking at some of the names. Because if I'm Justin, and I think Torrey, what is it, Torrey Dandy? I think he's CAA. But anyway, I know he's the agent. For A.J. Brown and Phil. Now you start to look at those other top two receivers, Jefferson as well as Jamar.
Man.
Just sitting back smiling.
Right.
Now, I know that doesn't have anything to do with the draft. But
and I know Justin feels this way. I want one more dollar more than Jamar.
You're exactly right.
One more buck.
You're exactly right. And so if A.J. just got 32, I want more than he got. But
oh,
I want
no question.
I want one more dollar than, you know, whether it's Jamar or vice versa. Jamar is saying, Justin, go ahead and get your deal done so I can beat you.
What's wild, too, to me, guys, is the fact that you see – not just the amount of these contracts, but the dollar amount and the guaranteed money.
Well, guaranteed money.
That's the thing.
It's the guaranteed money.
And I don't want to hear about the full load.
Yeah,
that's all agent
BS. That's smoke.
Yeah. Guaranteed
money. Smoke and mirrors. It's the guaranteed money of the deal. I mean, but like that AJ Brown deal, it's only a 3-year deal. 3 for $96. So, I mean, a pretty good amount of that is going to be guaranteed.
And him and Devontae both got paid within weeks of one another.
Weeks, yeah. Devontae just got paid as well.
Think about that.
We got the Cincinnati Bengals on the clock right now with pick number 18. Saying the pick is in right here, you would think, and I would think that Joe Burrow's hoping they're taking somebody to help protect him.
Well, you know, it's
another thing too with T.
I'm probably going to go get a receiver.
Is it Brian?
Yeah. And the reason I'm going to go get a receiver is so now I can trade T. Higgins.
I got you.
And I can recoup some of that value for him. But now I can go get Brian Thomas, and he'd be a lot cheaper than T. Higgins. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, Mike.
And the last of the Fs, Troy Fontana, the offensive tackle guard from Washington.
It's hard to go wrong with him as well.
Yeah.
If you can go and get him to protect the quarterback, it's hard to go wrong there as well.
So we had at 15, Latu, defensive end of UCLA going to the Colts. Seattle Seahawks getting Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas with the 16th pick. Then it was the Vikings trading up to get Dallas Turner, defensive end out of Alabama. And Amarius Mims going to the Cincinnati Bengals. Seeing reports of that from Georgia, the offensive tackle there. We had the two LSU players coming off the board and Jaden Daniels going to the Washington Commanders. Also, it was the Malik Nabers, wide receiver, going to the New York Giants. Still waiting on Brian Thomas Jr. to see where he ends up. That will probably be the last LSU Tiger we expect for today at least.
Here's my deal with Amarius Mims going there. He started 8 games at Georgia, and he's been hurt all the time. Now
he's a big man.
Now, he is a monster when you look at him. I mean, he may have more physical talent than any of the tackles in this draft class, which scares me. He has started 8 games, and he's always hurt. He goes to the combine. What happens first time he takes off running, Deuce? Pull the hamstring.
Pull the hammy. Now, he's big.
Now, he is a man.
Woo. But you got to be available.
Yep.
I mean, he is a huge, huge player. But, I mean, like you said, the availability deal, and, you know, played there at UGA, the availability deal. If he's available, he changes that offensive line a little bit for him.
We're going to step away, guys, and we come back. We should have Talisi Fuaga, the Saints' 14th pick in the overall pick in the first round, when we come back right here on WWL Saints Radio. TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest rolls on. Here's from Las Cruces, Tex-Mex. Guys, we just had Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia, going to the Cincinnati Bengals at 18. The L.A. Rams currently on the clock. The pick is set to be in for them. Interested to see where they end up going. Man, oh, man,
you look at the Rams and what they were able to do in the late rounds last year in the draft, highly successful with running back and wide receiver. Was pretty impressive. Puka Nacua, Kyren Williams. We'll see what they end up doing now in the first round. The offensive side of the ball, they needed a quarterback too, with obviously Stafford getting older. I'll be interested to see, though, where they end up going with the 19th overall pick in this draft.
Tell him.
Jared Verse.
It will be Jared Verse from Florida State going to the L.A. Rams at pick 19.
Man, I love his hustle. Now, you can never replace Aaron Donald.
Correct.
But he's a piece of the puzzle to help you get a pass rush. And, man, you think about where he started, Albany. He was a tight end, 195 pounds, bulked up. He was going to come and play outside linebacker at Florida State, put on enough weight. He's in the 250 range. He played. He gave Will Campbell more trouble than anybody I've ever seen
and he
in
has,
2 years.
Mike, does he have the ability to slide in as a three on nickel? On nickel downs? Or you would just leave him outside?
I would leave him outside.
Okay.
I would leave him outside.
I was just trying to see if he could slide inside maybe on pass rush downs. But they'll have a nice package for him. Now, one thing we do know, it would have been a lot easier if you've got Aaron Donald lined up against you. But it's going to be a different look, and it's one that we hadn't seen in a while for the Rams as far as defensively, not having Aaron Donald on that field. But Jared Verse is a good pick and a guy that gave a lot of trouble. Yeah, 250, that's probably a little light to move inside on pass down.
About that opening game against Will Campbell. Man, Will, he's a man out there. I mean, out on that field. And Jared Verse took it to him. And a lot of edge moves. It wasn't so much this pop, pop, I cut it inside. It was pop outside. And he beat him. Man, you didn't see that Campbell gave that kind of edge speed off to anybody. Verse did it.
Mike, just looking at some of the film, the one thing that you do see, he has a nice bend.
Yes, he does.
So he can bend the corner, but also he will get up underneath you as a tackle. If you are too high, he's got enough strength and just pure brute power to get up underneath you to be able to push you back into the lap of the quarterback.
And, again, a great story of being basically a walk-on at a small school and then making it there and then transferring to Florida State. And now you end up being the 19th overall pick in the draft. I mean, to me, that's what the draft's about, right? Stories of how people got to that point.
Their journey. The journeys are always the greatest.
Well, you look
stories.
At
Will Campbell.
Will, and you just talked about it, the violent hands. That's a swipe.
And it came off the edge.
Yeah, that's a swipe. Violent hands, that's a swipe. And here's they're comparing him to Cameron Jordan, and that's a swipe move that Cam uses so well. I mean, but if you have that in your tool book and then to be able to just bend once you're rushing the passer, man, that's what it's about as a young pass rusher.
And he plays the run well too. I mean, I think that gets underrated in his game. His ability to stack that outside and make a play and come off the block. Because sometimes a smaller guy, he might be able to engage you, but he can't come off the block.
He can't use his hands well enough to be able to disengage.
But he does a really good job. And so we've seen it now. The top edge rushers, Liatu, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Byron Murphy as an inside player, and it was bang, 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 bang with the deal.
Yeah, I mean, and so you talk about at this point, what, pick 20 for the Steelers.
And no cornerback
taken. No cornerback taken.
Right.
No safety taken, and only one defensive tackle taken to this point.
And so
– Six of the first 12, you know, quarterbacks, right? Five offensive linemen. Three wide receivers, and you can feel Brock Bowers kind of in that mix. And then it took a while until the 15th pick to get the first defensive player. So you're kind of wondering, like, man, what happens from this point, moving back here in the first round with Pittsburgh? Like, I've seen the thing with Brian Thomas. No, Brian Thomas is there in New York.
Well, no, this is the area that Brian was probably 15.
15 to 22. Yeah. In correct. That little right. slot.
Yeah, 15 to 22, 15 to 25
yeah.
is where he was going to get picked.
Right.
I mean, if now.
Unless they went on that run early and didn't know people started panicking. But they, you know.
Because Brian is really a football puppy as a route runner. He really is. He didn't start playing football until he was in 11th grade. I saw him play on a state championship basketball team.
He's basketball, right?
Yeah, that was his first love. And then they convinced him, man, you got to come play football. And up until this past year, he had been on the all-potential team. You know, he would make a play, but then he'd drop an
easy
one.
Home city.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking.
It's Baton Rouge, but I can't think of exactly.
He played with the
I think it's a Walker, isn't it? Right outside of Denham.
I think he played with the Puma travel basketball team that you're talking about.
He was an awesome basketball player.
Yeah, he did.
Awesome basketball player.
Yeah, he did. He played with the Puma travel team out of Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and you know, even though I think he's faster, Kyron Lacy and him almost mirror one another. Kyron was on the state championship Thibodeau High School basketball team, and his first love was really basketball.
Yeah.
And then he took up football, started at University of Louisiana. So Charlie Long's listening. I give the Raging Cajuns a shout out. Then he transfers to LSU. And yet he struggled with consistency last year, Kyron. And who was the star of the spring? Just like Brian was a year ago, Kyron Lacy.
Another guy that will have his name called early.
Yeah. Man, they got him at LSU.
Brian Thomas is from Walker. And like many mocks have the Steelers taking him right now. Steelers pick is in. So that's what we're waiting on right now.
Besides wide
receiver.
I know
if I'm Russell Wilson, I'd sure like to throw to him.
I was going
to
say, besides receiver, though, what do you think are their Steelers' biggest needs besides at the wide receiver position? O-line?
Yeah. I think O-line would be
O-line.
Another spot.
I mean, here's the deal. You've got the new OC, which is Arthur Smith. You've got a new quarterback, you know, two new quarterbacks. So can you protect the quarterback, but can you also get some weapons on the outside as far as receivers?
The other thing with it is they had to make concessions to Russell.
Yeah.
That, hey, you the guy. We're going to try to get Justin Fields, but you really the guy. So we won't, you know, they're going to give him a long time, you know, so to speak, as the starter. And Russell rarely gets hurt. That's the thing about him is, one thing with Russell, he takes way too many sacks today.
What do you think about Russell Wilson's career now? Obviously Seattle, Denver, now Pittsburgh. Is it kind of make or break time for him?
Getting paid, ain't I?
I guess if you look at it that way.
Denver got to pay him a ton of money. I mean, it's not the money he's getting from the Steelers. That's nothing.
Right.
It's all Denver money at this stage.
But do you feel he's still a viable starter here in the NFL?
I think he's still a reliable starter. Now, is he a star player? That part, I think, may have passed him by.
Yeah, for whatever reason, him and Sean Payton definitely did not match.
Because he was an impromptu quarterback. And Sean wanted him to do what he wanted him to do. I knew that wasn't going to work.
He wasn't Sean's guy.
No.
He inherited him.
Yeah. And that's why Bo Nix, I think, has a chance to work. Because you know what he does? He takes orders well. Sean's going to tell him, this is what I want to run. Don't take a sack. Throw the ball away if you got pressure. Russell would always try to make something out of nothing. And sometimes, if you're younger, you can maybe get away with that. But – no, can't do it all the time. So the Steelers pick is in, and we're waiting for it now. And Cameron Haywood.
Okay, I was going to say, who's at the podium?
Yes, Cam. Cameron Haywood. Ironhead son?
No, Ironhead.
Man.
We are waiting for this pick to come in before we take our break, looking what the Steelers might end up getting here with the 20th overall selection. Cam Haywood announcing the pick here.
Bobby was his coach in, I think, this peewee football deal.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Cam.
I think he talked about it. He was massive even then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you had to be not a certain size, but a certain age. They always brought his papers because nobody could believe that he was that age. And, man, Ironhead, oh, my God. They got unbelievable stories about Ironhead.
I covered him when I first got here, 1989. I was like,
God bless him. And they picked the offensive lineman.
Yeah, there you go.
Troy Fontana from Washington, who is a tackle, but I think he's really better off inside at the guard position.
ESPN agrees with you because on their draft tracker, it popped up offensive guard.
Yeah. And he's played tackle all his life.
Well, and it's
his size.
Well, if he's 6'5", he would have been a guy that probably would have been on the Saints radar at tackle. But he's probably 6'3".
And the crazy thing is, Fontana did not block the blind side for Michael Penix.
No,
left tackle. Mike's left-handed.
Mike's left-handed.
Well, we had Dallas Turner, guys, going to the Vikings at pick number 17. It was Amarius Mims, 18 to the Cincinnati Bengals. After that, the Rams getting Jared Verse, and the Pittsburgh Steelers just took Troy Fontenot. The Miami Dolphins on the clock, followed by the Philadelphia Eagles, and then it'll be Minnesota Vikings. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this here on WWL. Welcome back into WWL's Draft Fest coverage. Happy to welcome in the Saints' newest selection, 14th overall, Talisi Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. How you doing, my man? Congratulations.
I'm good. I don't know how to say how I'm feeling, but, it feels good. So,
You're talking with Mom Steve Geller along with Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, and Mike Hawes. I want to welcome you into the Houdat Nation. Looking forward to seeing you in action. Here's Deuce McAllister. Famous Saints running back wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to tell you congratulations and just, tell us a little bit about the play style, some of the things that you like to do, and, what you look forward to when you get down here to New Orleans.
I'm excited to get there, and, I want to go to New Orleans and, just learn my teammates, really. I want to be able to create a team chemistry when I get there. Football's always been a big thing. I like to, run off the ball, hit some people, man, and hit them in the mouth. But, I'm excited to meet the guys and, meet the staff and just be able to just get a good chemistry going,
Talisi, Mike Dettillier, one of the things I always ask players, how much interaction did you have with the Saints and in the offseason as you coming out for the draft? And with the team, maybe offensive line coach, offensive coordinator?
It wasn't too much. I always seen him at the Senior Bowl in the combine, but it was never, too much talking. It was always just a little bit of talking here and there, nothing too much. Like, it kind of surprised me, but, I'm glad I'm here. And I'm glad I'm in this position to be able to, help the Saints. And, I want to be able to learn some people's out there, and I'm excited.
Talisi, you wouldn't be the only one like that. You wouldn't believe how many players say the exact same story, that I didn't have a lot of interaction with the team that ended up picking me.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It was just surprising. The phone call hit my phone, and my face, I looked up to my agent, and I was like, wait, do I answer? He's like, of course you answer. What the, And, it's just a blessing, man. So I'm excited.
So, Talisi, this is Mike Haas. Let's just get one thing out of the way so we start on the right track, which, by the way, there's a train passing us right now. So it's Talisi?
It's Taliese.
Taliese. All right.
Yes, sir.
Taliese. And Fuangwa or Fuagwa?
Fuanga. So you can say yep.
So there is a silent G in there, Fuangwa.
Yeah, Fuanga. Or you can say Fuaga. For some people, it's hard to say the G part. So
right.
Fuaga is good too.
Yeah, Mike got to learn how to say it because he calls the games.
I'm the play-by-play guy. I'm like, that's the first thing I want to know is how to pronounce his name, because we go down the wrong track pretty quick. And I was curious.
He's too big of a man for him to be mad at us for mispronouncing his
name. Right.
Too.
That's right. I want to get that right. I was curious. I mean, I watched, when you read about you, there's this bulldozer and loving the pancake guys. And I'm watching your workouts from the combine, and you're so agile and so quick and so kind of versatile. And I was wondering, what do you think – is the strongest part of your game? Is it the kind of pancake bulldozer, or is it more of your speed, movement, and agility?
You know, I think all those things kind of play into my game, but, you know, I saw my what helped me the most was, you know, just the IQ of the game and knowing like how defenses play, how people play when they're here in this position, how they get tight, you know, all those different kind of things, I think helped me be able to go out there and play with more, you know, just being confident really out there. You know, that thing that just kind of sets the whole thing for me, my game. So I would say that.
What have you worked on the most in the offseason? A lot of guys in the transition from college to the pros, it's all about the technical part as a pass protector, because that changes a bit as you get into the NFL. So what did you work on the most in the offseason?
I kind of focus more on my like my front leg, so my post leg. Like so if I'm, say, right tackle, my left leg, I really, like, was thinking about, you know, pass protection. I got to get it back there because that's what's doing most of the work when you kind of get out there. And people like to think your back leg is doing all the work. It's really your front. So just being able to, like, kind of push off and, you know, get out there. I know I'm going to get faster and stronger too, so I really got to get out there and, you know, push off pretty hard.
So I got to ask you, I know that you went to school at Oregon State, but where are you currently located right now?
I'm currently in Oahu right now, in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. So what's the time difference right now?
So it is, I don't know the time there, but it's 4:40 right now.
So it is 4:40. So your family, they're going to have to adjust just to be able to watch you. I know it was West Coast time there, but we're Central time zone here. So they
5 hours.
Yeah, so it's 5 hours.
Noon games will be 7 a.m.
Yeah, so, hey, that's not too bad. But, you know, it should be a lot of fun. And, man, we can't wait till you get down here and look forward to seeing you put on that black and gold.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to do that. You know, my family, you know, doesn't matter what time, they'll be watching, you know, all the support from them, the love. So nothing but excitement for me. So, yes, sir.
What are some things you know about New Orleans now that you get to come to a new city?
You know, I don't know too much, but I heard the food is great. So, you know, that's definitely something I got to try out one time. You know, I know that's all I've heard. The food is great, man. The weather, it might be a little hot, but, you know, I've always been in the cold, so I want to try something new.
Well, you'll get lucky this year. It's going to be training camp's going to be heading out west, so you get to avoid the humidity and grueling heat of summertime for Saints training camp this season, at least.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. You know, some people make it sound pretty bad, you know, with the heat. And, you know, I'm not one to be afraid, but, you know, as long as you hear that, it makes me a little more comfortable. So
I was just wondering, this is Mike Costigan. I'm not going to stick on the name thing, but we always often have Hawaiian players or Polynesian players, different players. Does your name mean anything? Like, does it translate to something specific?
No, I don't believe there's a translation. You know, I still got to ask my dad. My dad's really the one who knows everything about this kind of stuff. But I don't know too much. It's just Samoan, though. It's a Samoan name. And, you know, it runs deep in my family from my dad's side. So,
you aware of what the fans love to cheer here? The Hudat Nation, they're called. And the Hudat chant you hear every game. So when guys are drafted, we love to get their first Hudat right on the air here for the Saints fans. We're just wondering, can you hit us with one right now? Just give us a Hudat for all the Saints fans out there.
Hudat.
All right. Well done. Well done, baby. That's a good start.
Welcome to the Black and Gold, Tulisi, and I'll definitely look forward to seeing you in action.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man. I'm going to give you guys my all, man. Just know that.
Very cool. Thank you.
Saints, the 14th overall pick in this year's draft, Tulisi Fuwanga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. He'll be coming here being a nice road grader, helping that run-blocking game for this black and gold squad. We're going to take a break real quick. Be right back with more of our Draft Fest coverage here on WWL right after this. Yes, indeed. Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage here at Las Cruces Tex-Mex. We are on the clock with the Jacksonville Jaguars, who made a trade with the Minnesota Vikings earlier, who now have the 23rd overall pick here in the first round. Coming back, we missed picks
Number 21 went to Miami Dolphins, getting Chop Robinson, defensive end out of Penn State. And then the Philadelphia Eagles with 22 overall. The first corner off the board, gentlemen, with Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo.
And it's a deep corner draft, right? I mean, it's a would you consider it pretty deep?
Yeah, because they have him, Terrion Arnold. I don't know how you consider Dejon. To me, he's a safety. He doesn't have that quickness in the hips and all.
He's a good athlete.
Yeah, he's a real straight line speed is unbelievable. But, man, he's a little kind of awkward, you know, in the reverse position. I think he's a really good safety or a big nickel corner.
I think he's a big nickel.
Yeah, and so you looked at those guys going. But I think in the second round is where you're going to see a number of cornerbacks start to peel off this draft along with receivers. I think that part, and we're still going to have a couple receivers get selected in this draft class, but man, round two, corners, wide receivers.
Some of those skill positions, and Mike, I did not have a running back going in the first round.
I didn't either. I haven't gone late in the second, though. Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, well, mine I think was – probably mid-second.
Yeah.
Probably
it's,
mid-second.
It's in that range.
Yeah, probably mid-second. But, I mean, that's on par. The only one was a cornerback, probably 15-ish, somewhere around the Saints. Mitchell or even I think it was the Alabama guy.
Yeah, Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, Terrion were the only other corners, really, that you could say, hey, he's a late mid-teens, late-teens guy. And when you look at some of the footage, Mitchell doesn't look very happy. in that footage, and it's—I don't think it's because he's going to
Philly.
To Philly,
I think his agent told him, "Man, you're going to be one of the top 15 picks."
Yeah. There you
and
go.
And then you that slide part. All the way to 22.
That part.
My thing is, just look where you started, Toledo.
Toledo.
And you end up going in round one.
Toledo now.
Toledo. That means Ohio State and Michigan and Illinois and all those other schools—they passed on you. Now, one thing I do give him credit, he could have left Toledo and went to a bigger school with the NIL money.
Sure.
He decided to stay at Toledo because he was a really good player as a junior, really good.
Do you think we will see the impact of NIL days two and three, guys that are not in this draft because they might have figured I might be a day two or three guy, I'm going to stay in school,
you know where
take the NIL money.
You know where it's really going to affect it? The back end.
Right, that's what I mean. Like late, the start of really day three.
Right.
Well, but I mean, but for football though, those guys you don't have that choice. You had to declare already.
But what he's saying is that some of the guys might have declared in January, but with the NIL money, they decided to play another season.
Yeah, I could see some of that. Well, particularly for quarterbacks. For your quarterbacks, that's the case.
I think it directly affected that position.
Yeah, I mean, for the quarterbacks that a guy like, you know. Here it is. That's Brian Thompson.
Here we go.
LSU Brian Tiger Thomas. Coming off the board.
Jacksonville Jaguar at 23. Walker High School. And, again, I saw him play as a basketball player. They won the state championship. And you saw him on the Puma team.
Yeah, on the circuit.
Yeah.
And so he was a really good basketball player. And Mike, I think just talking to some of the guys, it was a lot like you said, he's raw as far as a route runner for football. I mean, but when you look at him and see some of the things that he's able to do, you're like, hey, I'll take the rawness because he is a pure athlete, and the one thing that he can do is run.
17 touchdowns,
receptions last year. He's not first step fast. Let him take two steps, you're in trouble. He's going to run right past you. And people say, well, the only route he runs is a nine route. No, he's a lot more diverse than that. You know what he's got to learn how to do? Get off press coverage.
Well, not only that, it's probably drop his hips.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to get in and out of cuts, you got to be able to drop your hips.
Now, at 6'2 and a half, is that I think that part of the game, he's still a football puppy.
Correct.
Learning how to run routes, that sort of thing. But when Peams pressed him, Alabama did, they gave him some issues coming off of press coverage. And I think he's got to learn how to use his arms and hands better to get off that press coverage because, man, if he puts that second foot down, Deuce, he's past you. All you've seen is the back of his cleats. He's got a gait on him once he hits full stride.
definitely a needed weapon for Trevor Lawrence. You look at what they have, Christian Kirk, also signed Gabe Davis in free agency.
Well, you lost Ridley.
Right, exactly.
I mean, and that was supposedly, hey, we don't want to give up this draft pick to Atlanta. We're going to get a deal done, and then, boom, out of nowhere, the Titans, they come in with a heck of a deal, and Ridley's gone. So, you know, that's a pretty good spot because he'll get some pretty good play. And, you know, you have
and the weather's warm, you know, over there in Jacksonville.
Well, not only weather, but no state taxes. But
Well, the Cowboys up next, they don't have no state taxes in Texas either.
That's true as well.
And Brian Thomas, that pick, that was a Cleveland pick that went to Houston. That's the pick that Minnesota traded up. Oh. Jacksonville falls back to the 23rd spot and to get Brian Thomas. So, man, that's impressive. That's impressive for LSU day one through 23.
Three guys going round one. And, again, I told this to Steve, they done lost the moniker of DBU. Ain't that no more. It's wide receiver you. Look, you think about Jefferson and Jamar, and you can kind of Racy McMath, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. In a short period of time, Russell Gage. On and on and on with guys. Man, and they got a bunch coming up.
That'll be coming out.
And so, man, look at that wide receiver class that Brian's got. He's not complaining about, man, I lost two first-round picks.
Right.
I didn't hear one squawk from him from that. Nothing. Now, you might hear a squawk about defensive tackle. A
little bit.
That's El Lazio, what they got there. They better beef that up and fast. And for the first time, okay, no divisions now in the SEC. Mm-hmm. So, it's wide open. And Ole Miss, I'll give them credit, Deuce. I think since Eli, this is the year they can make a run at things.
Well, you can make some noise. I mean, you want to get in the dance.
Yes.
You want to get in the dance. You get in the dance, then you can make things very, very interesting.
Well, guys, the third LSU Tiger off the board with Brian Thomas Jr. going to Jacksonville. We saw, obviously, Jaden Daniels, the second overall pick in the draft, headed to the Washington Commanders. And then the New York Giants, love them LSU receivers, picking up the Malik Nabers there. The Dallas Cowboys are on the clock, followed by the Green Bay Packers. And then NFC South rival Tampa Bay will be on the clock with the 26th overall selection. We're going to take a break, return with more of our TrainSouth.com and WWL Draft Fest coverage from Las Cruces, Tex-Mex, right after this here on WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.